All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. As I mentioned on Fridays, we're quite pleased to have in the first hour the film critic and Hollywood insider Jan Wall with us and her cavalcade of guests. Jan, how are we doing today?
Oh, we're doing great. I've got a fabulous recommendation for you later in the show.
Ooh, we will wait on that.
Ooh, little teaser, darling.
All right, cliffhanger. Let's bring in our friend once again, Abigail Munn, and she's here to talk about Circus Bella, the 14th annual summer season, which is called Bananas, and it will be at various locations and parks around the Bay Area. It's already started. It's going to go till July 16th. Abigail, how do you guys pull this off for free?
It's magic. A little bit of magic. A lot of our hosts contribute to performing. We are amazingly sponsored by the National Endowment for the Arts and from San Francisco Grants for the Arts for our San Francisco performance. And we have these amazing donors and sponsors, and it somehow it comes together every year.
Whoa. Were you one of these kids that wanted to run off and join the circus?
I was, and I did. I did. And then I came home and founded my own circus, which is even nuttier than running off and joining the circus, because you can't run away.
Wow. Were you like a misfit kid or what? I mean, how does that happen?
Well, I think, you know, I was always drawn. My parents, I grew up in San Francisco in a family that was in opera and music, and they signed me up for a kid's circus class at the Pickle Family Circus, and remember I was 8 years old, and I walked in and I was like, this is what I want to do. So I kept taking lessons and had opportunities to study with some amazing teachers over there, and then just kept working. And you know, and then I think for me, Circus Bella, we're kind of in the traditional format. You know, it's like if you close your eyes and think about what a circus looks like, and then you open them, you're at Circus Bella. So it's bright colors. We perform in the round. We have a live band for all of our shows. And my inspiration always has been musicals and actually the Muppet Show and all of that. So you kind of see a little bit of that in the show as well.
I guess these days it wouldn't be, I don't know, you could get canceled if you have the bearded lady, right?
Yeah, aww. No bearded ladies. I think we celebrate all of our, we have very diverse cast, but we celebrate the beauty and inspiration that each cast member brings.
Well, Abigail, why do you think clowns are so polarizing? People are deathly afraid of them. Hollywood embraces them, and it always seems like no kid likes a clown, but yet clowns exist.
Well, you haven't seen our clowns yet. Our clowns are hilarious. The kids are lining up after the show to meet them. It's a very different. I think Hollywood took the clown, you know, with It and the scary clown, but I think there's a wide variety of what a clown can be, and our clowns are very friendly and nice and hilarious, and they trip and they fall, and they kind of celebrate. A good clown celebrates kind of our humanity and how we could you know, we all fall sometimes and we all mess up, and we can relate to that, and a good clown helps us do that.
Gotcha.
Are you the MC for the experience? The kind of
I am the MC. I'm the top banana.
The ringmaster.
Banana. Whoa, Ricky, yeah. We're talking to the top banana.
I am the ringmaster. So, how much, Abigail, do you throw your own little ad libs in there, or do you try to keep it on rails?
I would say 50-50. I try to keep it on the rails, but it is a live experience. And things happen. Sometimes my own fault. Last weekend I lost my microphone. And so things went wild. But and it was only my own fault. So but we do have you start the day with a plan. And then occasionally you do have to shift things around. A couple different locations we're gonna have to change the layout of how our acts are gonna go. So, you know, it's always changing, it's always live.
and that's the fun.
Do you have acrobats?
Oh, lots of acrobats. So we have a contortionist. We have a person who's going to stack a bunch of chairs and does handstands on top of chairs. We have a beautiful tight wire walker this year. Aerialists, jugglers, you know, a strong man.
One time at halftime at a Warrior game, I saw a contortionist put themselves through a tennis racket with no strings, and then at the end fold themselves into a suitcase, and another guy came out, closed it, and walked out with the contortionist in the suitcase. I know yours is Elise Hing. What can you tell us about her?
Oh, she's just gloriously beautiful. She's from Santa Cruz. This is her third year with the company. And her act, what's really fun about her act, too, is we wrote this music. She did 1 year with music that we'd given her that we'd used for somebody else. And then this last 2 years, Rob wrote the music especially for her. So there's just this beautiful, it's like pre-jazz combination of music, working with movement, and she's really worked to set her choreography. You know, they're just really, it's fun to watch her and the band work together on the piece. And she's unbelievably bendy and strong. You know, she does a push-up with her feet curled around her ears. So she's amazing.
Wow. What is it with someone like that? I was thinking they must be very popular because, you know, a contortionist can do so many things. I don't know. Just thinking out loud. But I digress. So, have you ever seen that movie, The Greatest Story Ever Told? That's about Jesus. Sorry.
I have seen that one. But The Greatest Showman, I think.
The Greatest Show... What's it called? No, Showman.
Oh, The Greatest Show with Charlton Heston. I definitely have seen it.
Really, yeah, that's crazy. And won Best Picture for some god-awful reason. But I was thinking of the P.T. Barnum one, The Greatest Showman with... the great Hugh Jackman. You knew I'd bring Hugh Jackman into this, Rick.
Well, it's always a good move to bring Hugh Jackman into the conversation.
I couldn't agree more, darling.
Let me ask you this. I always feel like that circus performers are all Eastern European or from, like, Asia. Yeah. Like, we don't really have the American circus performer, but you're proving that wrong. You just said Elise was from Santa Cruz, and you're a Bay Area kid, so we still have some Americans there.
There's definitely, and there's still a lot of, I mean, I think once you know one of us, there's a lot of American circus performers out there. I mean, there's both the, you know, I'm first generation. I wasn't born into it. I found it myself. So there's a lot of first generation, but there's also a lot of circus families still living in the United States, you know, traditionally from European descent that have been in the country for many, many years. So.
Wow. That would be a great book, you know, about the history of. There must be those books around. That's just fascinating stuff.
Well, everybody. We got to run. Tell us a little bit more, Abigail, about how we can find out more about Circus Bella. And all. I see the performances. You're going to be in Oakland. You're going to be at the Proxy Hayes Valley, San Francisco, Salesforce Park Amphitheater coming up. Where else?
This weekend we'll be at Point San Pablo Harbor in Richmond. And that's a fun location because there's also food and drink. There's going to be food trucks and coffee and ice cream. What is better than that? And then on the following weekend, we'll be at Yerba Buena Gardens Festival on Friday and Saturday. And if you go to our website, www.circusbella.org, you can look up all the dates, and there's maps and everything you need to know.
Well, the music is rolling. I got to get out. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Abigail Munn of Circus Bella, Rick Tuttle, and Jan Wall again.